We are getting to the close of Elul, Ani, V'doidi, Ni, intensifying our feelings that we want to be closer to the close. What is the Da'ati and Shuva is Kamiya Batolei, a person who subjugates himself to the close, removes his gaiva as much as possible, recognizes that he is not running the world, that the Rebbe is running the world, and doing a very good job at it as long as you don't disappear. Complicated things. You know that as we get closer to the yontif, it's a natural thing for attention to go up. More things, last minute things to take care of, whether it be shopping things, as we did do, forgot, get the wrong thing, the right thing. The wives, children, neighbors, whoever it is. And Hashem Kadarez set up exactly that way for us to show us that even though in this state that there's a lot of things we want to accomplish in the last Sabbath, the last days before Rosh Hashanah, to make sure the Rosh Hashanah is good, he's challenging us to show him that we are really living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognizing that everything that happens in our life was set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us to react in the proper fashion. Either somebody has to show get upset at you and insulted you, you have the opportunity, tremendous opportunity to mekayim mavi ani doitav, not to say anything back, keep calm, and enable you to be mavir and medical absorb. You will have all your days removed. So it's an easy way to get rid of all your days. They say to somebody in Yerushalayim that want to get rid of this Avedis, they decided he's going to go to Zilchan Moshe Shul with stigma, all kind of people down there, not only the big Kamiyat HaFom, simple people also. And he's going to go up to some rough looking guy who's going to talk to him, Kadosh HaShas, give him a mutter about it. And then that other guy, who gave mutter to him, he's going to rip him apart, and then he's going to, in Magam, he tells you, if he comes, he'll get big. Okay, so he's waiting for a few days to find this guy, walks in up, this is the guy. And lo and behold, he comes to the shop and starts talking to the guy next to him. So this person wanted to go and comes up to him and says, you know, it's terrible thing you're doing, it's terrible out there. And this rough looking guy looks at him and says, hey, nobody ever told me that. I said, thank you so much. And the poor guy was broken hearted that he's a nice guy, a kapara tavoinu. But once again, we're not looking for it, but if it does happen, remind yourself of the story. The Rambam says that the Shuva Shleima is when you come back to the exact same situation and same time, same place, same woman, and you don't do that later. So it may have happened the previous year that the young person's time things happened and we didn't behave exactly the way we have. And now we have the exact same thing, but same time, same place, same woman, same time, and Yit Hashem. If we remind ourselves throughout the day of all Hashem, so thankful to be Hashem's special nation who takes care of us so well, and if things don't go the way you want, nothing happens, other rabbis will look how to keep everybody else calm, keep everybody in good spirits. Yes, Hashem, that will bring us a son of sweetness. A sweetness of a person is not worse than sipping the apple and the honey. Have a wonderful year. You'll see the same.